In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today. You know, the scripture that comes to my mind is this, Proverbs 18:16, verse 18:16. The gift that God gives opens the door to the lives of many great people. The gift that God gives opens the door to the many great people. I remember once I got a call from a lady in Dorchester, and she wanted me to go pray over her. She was sick, and that was on my day off, and I was kind of dragging my feet. But as I started to walk up her stairs, the Lord said, "This is a great woman. Honor her. At least this is a great woman." So I prayed with her and I said, "Do you know what? God thinks you're a great person. He told me that before I even met you." The gift that God gives opened the door to many great people. And that woman maybe didn't have two nickels to rub together, but God saw her as a great person. It's all about what God sees. What God sees saw her as a great person. What gift has God given you? You say, "I've got no gift." Don't say that. It's not true. I have a gift of speaking by the grace of God. If I was to take care of the money situation of In Season and Out of Season, you go bankrupt. I don't have that gift. Sue has that gift. And so she does what needs to be done. I don't want any job that I'm not gifted for. Just yesterday I was asked to preach at Mass at 6:05. And I read the scriptures and it just wasn't coming together. And so I spoke what I needed to speak. And people said, "That was wonderful." And I'm thinking, I thought it didn't come together. It was the anointing. The anointing. One kid, young man, said, "By your talking, it drew me to my knees. It drew me to my knees." And I'm thinking, I was thinking, it wasn't very good. But it was the anointing. The gift that God gives opens the doors to many great people. What gift has God given you? Has he given you the gift of being neat? I don't have that gift. I don't have that gift. But I try to be neat. I try to be neat. You see, the gift that God gives you opens the doors to many great people. And you are the great person today because the door is open to you. You are a great person in Jesus, not in yourself. In Jesus, you are a great person. You say, "I don't feel great." Well, last night I didn't feel that the homily reached anyone. And I got so many compliments. And I said to myself, I better just not ever think that nothing happens because I wasn't well prepared, or I didn't speak the way I wanted to speak, or I left out things that I thought I was going to speak about. But the people thought it was wonderful. And the young man said, "It drew me to my knees." That's God. That's not me. That's God. That's the anointing. We need anointed preachers. We need people that are anointed by the Holy Spirit, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Yeah. When we are weak, he is strong. Where you end, God begins. I definitely don't have the anointing of being neat either, Father. But you know, I don't have many anointings, but I do maybe have the anointing of surrender. Because, you know, when you go through everything in your life, in this life, and sometimes you obtain everything that the world has to offer, you realize that the world has nothing to offer. Only Jesus does. Do you know Jesus created you and spoke you into your mother's womb? And every good deed you'll ever do is written in your book. And he has your steps already anointed. He has your life already planned out for you. Now you have free will to choose Jesus in life or to choose sin and death. But when you choose Jesus in life and you stay attached to the vine, you know, God will have you exactly where he needs to have you. Maybe you don't have the anointing to preach. You know, maybe you have the anointing to pray. Maybe you have the anointing to listen. Maybe you have the anointing to love. But the point is, we'll never know our anointing if you don't step out in faith. And if you want to please God, it's impossible to please him without faith. And it takes faith to take a step out. You know, Father Tom tells me all the time, it's so true, that where we are weak, God is strong. You know, so in your life, the place you feel the weakest might be the place that God wants to use you the most. You know, Maria Vidia, who travels all over Africa, just goes all over the world and preaches God, she told me that before she was in Christ, she was too shy to talk in college before people. She was too shy to talk in front of a room of five people. Now she talks in front of stadiums. And it's anointed. Father Tom says they used to call him Timid Tom. And now he speaks to nations over the radio. That's because where we are weak, God is strong. Where you end, God begins. Your greatest area of warfare is very often your greatest place of inheritance. But God's only going to give that to you if you trust it over to him. So in your life, God's showing you and think, what are the areas that are hardest for you? Because that's probably where God wants to use you the most.
And you're not doing it alone. Like when I pray for healing, I know that if something happens, God did it. I know, because I have a back problem, and I can only stand so long. I've been prayed for and prayed for, and I've prayed for myself. And you know what? It's still there. But that's not going to stop me from praying for healing. Just because it's still there, I'm going to continue to pray when people come up to me. Oh, yes. A young girl came up to me yesterday, something about her leg, and I put my hand on her hand, and we prayed. She said it felt better. Now, I don't know if it continued. I'm going to ask her. You see, people know who to go to have prayer. Do you know that tonight is Thursday night, and it's going to be at the Carmelite Chapel in Peabody? Yes, in the chapel, Father Siju will be doing a healing service. Why don't you go? Why don't you go? Oh, yes, but that's not your ministry. It's my ministry to tell you people that God wants to use everybody. He wants to use everybody. It's not that it's only about in season. I was just listening to the radio, and someone was asking that people would be generous because they needed that generosity at this time. I started to pray that she would get what she needed. Oh, yes. We pray over the Spanish people on Saturdays when they come to preach the gospel and we come to feed the poor. Listen, it's not about who's the greatest. It's about who's the one that says, here I am, I come to do your will. That's what it's about. Who, here I am, I come to do your will. Are you one of those people that's saying that? When I was a child, we always thought, I want to be in the will of God, because the will of God is our peace. Now, I don't think too many people are thinking about wanting to be in the will of God. They're thinking about the new toys they're going to get. How sad. How sad. How very sad. Toys can't give you peace. Toys can't give you love. You know, people at Christmas is very interesting. People at Christmas decorate their tree, and all the gifts are under the tree. A week and a half later, nothing's being used. But the little child is under the table in a box, and he's pretending that it's a car. And he'll be there for hours. You see, all the gifts in the world will not give you peace. You say, but I'm jealous of so-and-so. Don't be jealous of anybody. You know why? You don't know what they're carrying inside. You have no idea. Neither do I. Jealousy is not of God. Only there's one jealousy that the Jewish people would become jealous of what God is doing through me. That's what St. Paul said. I want the Jewish people, my brothers and sisters, to see what I'm doing, and they get jealous and want it. That's something. My aunt, when she wasn't in Jesus, said, I want what you have. I'm jealous of what you have. We prayed with her, and she got it. It's simple. It's so simple. Then she began part of a healing ministry on the phone. This is so simple. The gift that God gives you will open the door to many great people. I'll say it one more time. The gift that God gives you will open the door to many great people.
God is simple. The devil makes things complicated. Your life is very simple. All you have to do is stay in the vine, stay in the Lord today, and doors will open in your life. You know, we want to stay in the will of God, because trust me, it's so much better than the will you think you have for you. What God has for you is so much greater than anything you can even imagine. You know, what God had for me in 2 years since I started serving him is so much more and so much greater than I could ever have wished for, beyond my wildest dreams. But he has so much more for me. He has so much more for you. He has so much more for Father Tom. You know, the greatness of God is his splendor, is his glory. You know, the mind of Christ is so much greater than the mind of the world. You know, when we become poor in spirit, we can become rich in God. Now, there's nothing wrong with having nice things of this world, but we don't want to desire these things. We want to desire God, the gifts of God, because, you know, we're given our heart desires. And I promise you, you know, the glory of God, being used by God, is so much greater than having a nicer car, having a nicer house. Now, God wants to meet your needs, and he will meet your needs, you know. If the birds have food and shelter, what more will he give his children? You're his child. You know, when he created you, it wasn't this, we're going to send you down to earth and see what happens. We created you. We wrote a book about you in heaven and everything you're destined for. So you don't even have to worry about what you're going to do or try to open any doors on yourself. All you got to do is want God in the fullness of Him. You know, the love of God surpasses all knowledge. So how do you have knowledge? You experience the love of God. You pray for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. So to fear God is to not fear man. To love God is to not love the things of the world above God. And what is wisdom? Wisdom is aligning everything in your life to God, realizing that everything comes from God. You know, everything was created by God. How do we have peace in our life? Only God can give you peace. And peace is when we live as everything in our life becomes aligned to God. It's like a flowing stream. You know, our life becomes ordered when everything is ordered to the Lord, where we do everything with the Lord in mind. And you know, when we don't and we do things on our own, it becomes, or out of God, it becomes disordered. And you know, when we fall out of grace, that's when we get anxiety and struggle. But God allows that to happen. It's like bumper cars. He's just trying to bump you back on the road that we get right into His will. So we just ride the wind of the Holy Spirit, because He has so much destined for you. You have a book written about you in heaven. Every good deed you've ever going to do has already been preordained for you. You know? So just all you need to do is seek God and seek His closeness, and He'll start giving you things to the point where if you want to do stuff for the Lord, He'll have so much for you, you won't have any time in the day. But you'll have more freedom than you've ever experienced. And you'll have more love than you could ever have comprehended.
I have this scripture, it's very simple. Stretch out your hand to the poor so that your blessing may be complete. You see, you say, I can't do much. You can go to a nursing home and pray the rosary. Oh, yes. The first thing I did was go to a nursing home, and I was friends with this person who was blind, and I would take her for a ride. It wasn't the best thing that I wanted, but for this woman, it pleased her. Someone cared. Oh, yes. When Maria started, she went to the jails for years and years and years before she was a speaker to the world. But she did that for years and years and years. You know what they're doing now? They're raising money for women who have been trafficked, sexually abused. And they have a house called the Glory House for women who have sexually been abused. We need to know that when you stretch out your hand to the poor so that their blessing may be complete, so that your blessing may be complete. Is your blessing complete? Go stretch out your hand to someone that's needy and poor. Forget about yourself and concentrate on Him. Be merciful. Just forget about yourself. Concentrate on Him and be merciful. Just forget about yourself and consecrate on Him, and He will do it all. Be merciful, be merciful, O Lord. Forget about yourself. Consecrate on Him. Concentrate on Him, and He will do it in you and through you. I just want to tell you about penance. It's so important that we go to confession. It's so important because it is there that we meet the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus covers our sins. The blood of Jesus makes us new. The blood of Jesus is our salvation. Don't forget about going to penance. It's very important. And you know, it's really true that God knows what we're going to do, but we have free will to do it or not to do it. You see, I have free will to do something or not to do something. God knows what I'm going to do, but I have the free will, and it goes from there to what I do or what I don't do. Just forget about yourself and concentrate on Him. He is merciful.
Yeah, when we sin, it scars the soul, and it wounds the soul. And going to confession not only heals that wound that sin gave it to, but it begins to heal the scar from it. We begin to become freed from those sins. It's God knows so much. We're given humility, because it's very humbling to confess our sins to another sinner. We're all sinners. But God knows through the sacraments about the greatest gifts. But yeah, He just wants you to stay in the vine. So Father, in the name of Jesus, just descend your love upon every listener right now. We know you are outside space and time, and the only true knowledge is experiential knowledge. So send everyone that experience of your love, I pray in Jesus' name. Because the only way we can love our neighbor and ourselves is to understand how much God loves us. You know, the only reason we can love is because God loved us first. His love was an unmerited gift. His forgiveness is an unmerited gift. So now we're called to forgive others. You know, forgive whoever you need to forgive in your life, because unforgiveness gives you over to the tormentors. God wants you to take unforgiveness out of you. There's no unforgiveness in heaven. Do you know what He's forgiven you for? It's much greater than whatever you need to forgive. Whoever you need to forgive for. So just do it so God's love can come into you. You know, He just wants you to know how special you are and how much you're loved. The only thing that's lacking in this world is love. Upon receiving the love of God, anyone can receive anything because their heart becomes filled and all those obstacles move out of the way. People are addicted to drugs and they receive the love of God. They can be healed. If they're homeless, they can receive a home. You know, anything, because God wants to trust you with everything. People, possessions, his grace, His glory. But are you trustworthy? The only way we'll become trustworthy is by trusting in Him. So He wants to trust you with everything. All you got to do today is just get out of the way and let Him in. Forgive who you need to forgive. You know, ask God for His help. Because He wants to do it all for you. And there's nothing that you can do besides receive it. Because He created you. He's your creator. He created your life. You know, there's a lot of people I'm speaking to right now. Just know that the Father's in heaven, and He created your life. So just give it all to Him, so He can fill you.
I want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit. It's going to be held at the Crown Plaza in Woburn, July 25th to the 31st. You can come for one day. You can come for 2 days. It's a place where the Holy Spirit comes through the worship and through the sacrament of the Eucharist. So powerful, so powerful. I want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit, July 25th to the 31st, Crown Plaza in Woburn. You say, but I've never gone to anything like that. Wonderful. Just break out of your cage and do something that's God wants you to do and that you need to do, because you're all cooped up. You say, what about the virus? Listen, God protect us from that virus in the name of Jesus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The School of the Holy Spirit at Crown Plaza in Woburn from July 25th to the 31st. I hope to see you there. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.